Minute Media has been quietly building quite the impressive portfolio of digital media brands. The publisher now has six brands under its umbrella, headlined by the Players Tribune, Fansided, and Mental Floss. Some of the street are speculating Minute Media could be a public company soon, following the likes of BuzzFeed and Forbes into public markets. Asaf Pallett is the founder and CEO of Minute Media and joins us now. Asaf, good to see you here this morning. So six brands under your umbrella. Talk to us about the strategy of why you're out there acquiring some of these brands.
Sure. Thank you, Brian. Good morning. Pleasure to be here with you today. So in fact, there is actually a seventh brand that's not out there on the list, which stands for our open tech platform called Voltax. And I would say that's the one main reason, the one driver behind the acquisitions and the overall growth of the business. So Voltax is really the main asset that we've been developing out of our tech center in Tel Aviv over the past decade. And it allows any content business, any publisher, any media company to scale their content operation. So as we have scaled Voltax, we realize that we're in a great position to also acquire leading content brands like the Players Tribune, like Mental Floss, in addition to the ones that we have developed that you see here, like 90 Min, and really use our tech to take these content brands to the next level.
So it sounds like you view yourself more as a tech company than a news publisher. Is that right?
That's correct, right. So as you can tell from the accent, we started the business in Tel Aviv. It's not really a media center or a sports center. It's first and foremost a technology center. And that's really the one thing that sets us apart. And that's the one thing that drives our content plays over time. But you are right, Brian, yes.
Asaf, this is Emily. I'm wondering, as you think about the various brands that you have under within this ecosystem, what do you think is the main priority right now? Where is the big growth area that you see your company heading towards?
Sure. So I would say it's probably two things. So if you look at the brands that we have built or acquired over the years, the one main theme and strategic objective for the business was to really dominating in global sports, right? So we feel that sports is the probably most compelling digital content category out there. And so same as we have acquired the Players Tribune or Fansided to take our positioning in sports digitally to a new level, we feel that to continue to expand our sports offering is one of the key priorities. So for instance, sports betting is a huge new and up and coming space in the U.S. So we could be acquiring assets in the sports betting area. So that's just one way to look at our potential M&A strategy and opportunities going forward.
Asaf, how big is the business? How much in terms of sales will you make this year, and is it profitable?
So obviously I cannot share the exact figures, but you may assume that we're looking at three digits in terms of millions of dollars, growing substantially in 2020, despite COVID and despite the fact that there was no sports for some time. We have still managed to grow the business by 40% the top line. And because we are a tech first company, I would say that in the near term, we're more focused on investing in our tech and platform and in growth than generating a near-term profitability. So you may expect us to show, I would say, profits in a couple of years.
Now, do you want to just primarily stay focused on sports publications? Or I know you've raised some money within the past year. Do you want to go out and broaden it out a little bit and get into news?
Yeah, so I would say in terms of the content that we own, like the Players Tribune or some of the other brands that you mentioned, our focus is predominantly sports and culture. Yet if you look at our open technology platform, we actually allow other publishers, other media companies to tap into our technology and grow their content business. So when it comes to that side of the business, we're a lot more open to new content category. So again, could be culture, could be entertainment, could be lifestyle, probably less so about news, something more synergetic to our sports properties and to our fan base. But with that tech, we could be a lot more diverse with our content category expansions going forward, may not be through acquisitions, can also be through integrated partnerships into our tech platform.
And lastly, Asaf, do you see yourself as a public company this year?
So again, no secret that a business of our size and scale, coupled with the very high top line growth rate, puts us in a position to consider an IPO in the future. You know, cannot comment on specific timing, but definitely that's something that we could consider at some point.
All right, we'll leave it there. Asaf Peled, founder and CEO of Minute Media. Good to see you, and look forward to continuing to follow your journey.